Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in to another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. Yes, yes. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my Enlightened King. Chris, say what's up to the fam.
What's good, family? What it do? It's your boy, Chris Enlightened. Feeling like a god today. Hope y'all doing well.
Feel like a god every day, don't you?
Facts.
So first off, I want to apologize. We had some technical difficulties a few minutes ago, but we're back. We're here. They can't stop us.
Can't shut this down. I know what they're talking
to. We got things to talk about. We got to help people discover their gifts.
We got gifts to find. And I'm the finder of the gifts.
So, fam, again, we want to thank you for tuning in with us, even through the technical difficulties. We appreciate you. I see a lot of people are calling back in that were in before, so I want to thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just want to, you know, start out by saying sorry that we weren't on last week, but we were busy. We were filming a movie.
We were.
We were making our own movie.
We did.
It was for a contest. It was only 2 minutes. But it was fun.
We had the best one.
We did.
Facts. And we know it.
Yeah, we were busy shooting a movie for a contest with our spiritual group, so we decided to put more time to that versus doing the show. So we apologize, but we're back.
We're back.
We're happy.
All day.
So... what else has been going on with this? We didn't win the contest.
We didn't win the contest.
We had an honorable mention, though.
Yeah, so. We were the people's champ. Everyone seemed to like us.
You were pretty crazy,
I think. I am. So, yeah. That's what I do. Maybe I'm too crazy. Maybe I need to be more refined. Maybe I need to use my thespian voice more often. Maybe. But I like to be silly. That's who I be.
That's who you are.
That's it. And when I act, it comes out.
It does. Yeah. So what else did we do? So before we get into the show, for any new listeners that are out there, what we do is just pretty much give a rundown and talk about whatever we want to do.
We do.
It's our show. We pay for it.
Pay the bills.
So. let's see. We went to an Asian fest this weekend.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
The food
was delicious. Mm-hmm. I had a Filipino taco.
Made by your people.
Facts. Facts. You know, my grandfather was from the Philippines, and I want to, you know, taste their culture.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I get a chance to do anything Filipino, I do it. It's very rare.
Not the wine, the people.
They got Filipino wine.
It's Filipino.
That's a cultural slur. What's up, Pino? That's a cultural slur.
Moving on.
The Vine Queen's a cultural slur.
That was you. You don't want to say it. And I said, there's wine called Pino. You know what? I'm not explaining myself to you. I know what I said.
I'm just playing
with you. I'm saying what I said.
You're going to get me kicked. Yeah.
We also want to say a happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful women out there doing their thing, and also to all the men that are out there doing their thing. You know, it's not a hard, it's not an easy job to be in the role of motherhood, so yeah. We want to thank everyone for that. We had a good time. We had your mother over
yesterday.
Mom
came through, and I cooked some delicious food, and we built. I played with my nephew, who was a bundle of energy.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's say we're going to give him 10 hashtags of bundle of energy. Hashtag, bundle of energy. I'm going to create my own thing with my boy.
We're not.
You got to be in kid shape.
Yeah.
We're so out of kid shape, it's ridiculous.
We're out of kid state of mind.
We don't have a kid home. We got kid stretch marks. That's how out of shape we are. Man.
Yeah, we usually hold them for a few minutes and then give them back. Like, there you go.
Mm-hmm. What's your name, Chris? All right, time to go. Shout out to my little niece, Maya.
Hey, Maya.
I know you listening, baby girl. I know you listening.
All right. So, in other news, we are... What are we doing? We're excited about an upcoming trip that we have coming up to New York. It's not until July, but we're still excited.
That's right around the corner.
Yeah. We can't wait.
Carnegie Hall. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, we're going to be up there in tuxedos and ball gowns, staying at the Carnegie Hall Hotel like some ballers. We're going to be surrounded around wealth because that's what we are. We're wealthy. I don't know why I screamed that.
I don't know why you screamed it either. He's like all like in my face with it too. All right, so let's move on. Let's get into this topic.
Yeah.
Discovering your gifts. So a lot of people, what we've discovered on this spiritual path is that people will come to us and they pretty much don't know how to find their joy.
Yeah.
And we often ask people, like, well, what is it that you like to do? What is your passion? And the common answer is,
I don't know.
And I thought that was, you know, kind of odd because everyone should, you know, we know about paying bills. We know about, you know, going to work. We know about raising families. We know about, you know, how to eat and survive and all that stuff. But we don't know how to find our passion. We don't know how to find that thing that gives us joy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we want to make sure that we're helping people expound on what is, you know, joy. What are the things that bring you joy? What are your gifts?
Mm-hmm.
So some of the topics we're going to be talking about is just recognizing your gifts, using divination to find your gifts, monetizing your gifts, and putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris, you want to go ahead and start the fan off?
Yeah. So, one of the first things to do when you're trying to find your gifts is think about what it is that you love to do as a child.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you were able to do without anyone else, just you, not to pay for it, and you can just do it all day for fun, and it brought you so much joy. The first thing I did on my spiritual path was tap back into my childhood years, and I loved to draw and write. I used to write poems. They weren't that good, but I was in Young Authors.
Mm-hmm.
I was writing poems. They were getting published in the paper, all types of things. Mm-hmm. I remember students used to come to me and ask me for, like, starters for their stories. I'm having a problem writing a story, Chris. We're on a playground. And everybody knew I was, like, the starter of the story. I would give everybody, because I watched a lot. I grew up by a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had this mind that I would just take people there. Mm-hmm. Friday nights, we'd be in a circle in the village, and I'd be telling stories. It was like I was the ghetto Socrates.
Hmm. It's funny because when I was younger, I was similar. I was also in the Young Authors Club. Me and my mom used to write stories and poetry and stuff like that and read each other's work. And with my friends, I was always the storyteller.
Wow.
Like, people would stay the night over. Everyone always stayed the night over at my house. But we would stay over at my house, and everyone would ask me to tell the story. They'd be like, come on, Nikki, tell a story. And I didn't even know, like, where these stories, like, conjured up from. It was just something that sounded good, and I would just run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at a young age that I discovered that I had a really active imagination.
Yeah.
You know, so much to the point that, you know, I would just be in my own little world. I didn't need friends. I didn't need to play with anyone else. I was playing by myself. You know, I was in a room with, you know, myself, talking to myself and playing with myself, and didn't have, you know, didn't even really need a babysitter.
Yeah.
You know, I looked after myself.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were the same way.
I was the same way. My mama could give me a toy and I was good. I was never one of them, like, I'm bored, mama. I'm bored. I don't think she ever heard me say those words, because I would just take a toilet paper roll and have a ball. You know what I mean? I was just really industrial like that. I used to like to build things and just the same things I do now.
I'm picturing you playing with a toilet paper roll.
Yeah, like when we go out to restaurants, I make origami out of everything around me.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
That's just what I do. Mm-hmm. So finding your gifts is really simple when you just think about what it is you like to do. A lot of us don't spend enough time with ourselves doing what we love to do.
We don't.
And that's one reason why your gifts don't flow out of you.
Mm-hmm.
The more that you do that which you love, the more what you love comes out of you. So I implore everyone to start doing what it is they love to do. I remember that I've always had a fascination with martial arts and weaponry and fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Not to hurt people. I just always thought it was beautiful. Some people like to dance. I like to bang. Or throw these things, or fight. And even as a child, that's what I always did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was 9 years old, and me and my club, in my environment downtown in the hood, we used to have, like, boxing tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin Boo came over, and he was a great boxer at the time. I was, like, 7, and he was, like, 10. And he was boxing, beating everybody. He beat me, and I got mad. So I got a rock, and I threw it from, like, 20 feet away, and I hit Boo, and I got a whooping.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it, but I wanted to win. This has nothing to do with gifts. This is all this is all to do with my ability to want to win.
You know,
I'm with the story. I hit Boo. I hit him. I couldn't beat him at the time, but I hit him then. But now I can beat everybody in the family, so it's all good.
Well, you know, I think it's important that the fam knows that, you know, when you come home, you know, most of us work like a Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, 8 to 5 type of position. And when you come home, you know, first thing you want to do is relax, you know, eat dinner. And then most people do the same thing. They sit down in front of the television and watch TV. And that's all fine and dandy. There's nothing wrong with watching TV. But I think we should allot at least an hour, 30 minutes to an hour out of every day. Maybe not every day, but maybe about 3, 4, 5 times out of the week.
In the beginning, until you can do it every day.
Yeah, and just go back, think about what it was that you really liked to do that brought you brought you joy, that was a passion for you, and do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, explore those things that you used to do when you were a kid. You know, if it was coloring, if it was writing, if it was, you know, dancing, fighting,
singing.
You know, singing, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Do those things.
Yeah.
That what you do more often, you become good at. You become great at, I should say.
You become great.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do them, yeah.
So that's one way of recognizing what your gifts are.
Mm-hmm. Another way is to use divination.
Okay.
You can use numerology and find out, you know, you can go to my website and I can do a numerology reading for you and I can let you know what your gifts are through your numbers.
Okay.
Certain numbers resonate with certain attributes within things. You know, so, yeah, you can do that.
So, before we jump into divination, I was going to say, try new things.
Oh, that's the biggest thing, because who you were 10 years ago isn't who you are now.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have liked singing 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but your voice may have developed and you may learn that, hey, you know, I'm an eloquent singer now.
Yeah.
Even if you're not good as someone else, if it brings you joy, do it.
You know, it's I think that's the one of the things that a lot of people get caught up on is that they have this thing where they feel like, well, I'm not good at it, so therefore I'm not going to do it. So what if you're not good at it?
Right. So what? Does it bring you joy? There's a lot of people out there, millionaires, that can't rap, that can't sing, but they out there.
But they're out there doing it, and they're making money. Yeah,
making millions. Some of the legendaries. I didn't think Master P could rap. He became a millionaire going like, a bowel movement. And he monetized it.
He did.
So if you can monetize your bowel movements.
And you know, you said something earlier where it was, even if you think you're not good at something, you know, sometimes we convince ourselves that we're not good at something, or we are our own worst critic. So we will judge ourselves off of maybe one negative comment that someone said, or maybe, based off of old feelings or reactions that happened a long time ago. But, you know, you should try those things again because you just never know.
You never know.
And you want to get out of that feeling of beating yourself up and tearing yourself down. Even if you're not good at something, tell yourself you are.
Yeah.
Own it. Claim it.
Own it. Yeah. It's like someone who isn't really visually stimulating. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, they walking and talking like they all in your face. Like, what's your name? You're like, get out of my face, girls. We all visually stimulating. And then all of a sudden, later on, you're like, you know, they kind of cute. Because they believed it.
Yeah.
They believed it.
Surprised.
Yeah.
Believe it at that.
My daughter's shaking her head like, this daddy.
So I want to remind the fam, if you want to call in, you have any questions, or you just want to make a comment or say what's up, our phone number here is 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line, you want to hit the number 1, that'll let us know that you want to come through, and that's what we'll do. We'll bring you on through. So what about the people who just don't know? They've tried things, nothing clicks for them. They think back to memories of childhood, and maybe those things just don't really resonate with them now. So how can they find out what their gifts are?
When you can find out what your gifts are, you want to surround yourself by people or one person that know what their gifts are. And when you surround yourself around someone, you pick up a little bit of their energy. If you're always around a good musician, you're going to learn things, and you'll more than likely become a good musician one day. If you're into martial arts, if you find yourself a great master, you'll be a good martial artist one day. It's just as simple as that. A lot of people, when they say they don't know what they love, it's because they lost touch of loving themselves.
I agree.
You've lost touch with loving yourself. Because love is something, and love of things is something that we do innately. We shouldn't have to go out and think like, what do I need to love today? You should just know, like, I know I love donuts. No one has to, I don't need to be around a donut maker to be like, those donuts smell good. I think about donuts and I smile.
He's not lying.
Sometimes I look at pictures and be like, wow, I wish I could eat those. But I'm 42 now, I need to get in Carnegie Hall shape. You know, whatever brings you joy.
You know what brings me joy?
What's that?
You not eating donuts.
Are you serious? Does it bring you joy?
It's just funny because you like.
I love them so much. Yeah. I love them so much. I've always loved them. I've always been a foodie. I grew up by a bakery. So a fat kid coming home from school smelling fresh donuts being made wasn't a good thing.
You know what? Our high school was right next to a bakery, too.
And I used to go there every day.
I remember.
Every day. Yeah. I got into an altercation at school, and since I had made good grades, I was on honor roll and all that stuff, I didn't get suspended, but the principal made me walk a mile to the next bus stop because he didn't want me to start any more trouble. I never told my mom this. But sorry, Mom.
Oh, man.
But I just had to walk by the bakery every day, and I just stop in there every day. Yeah. And then I started loving girls. So I would I will run like 5 minutes every day to burn out donut off. So I found a way to make eating donuts work for me. You know?
Okay.
So if I eat this donut, if I eat two, I got to run 10 minutes. Mm. Yeah. Okay. So that's how you make your gifts work for you. I was a gifted donut eater. Mm. I would eat donuts and bring other people joy by saying, they're so good. Oh, my goodness. I would tell them what the ingredients was, how much ice and all. You know, I was just really a very... I'm just going in on these donuts. I'm thinking about getting one at the show.
You've been going in on donuts for about 4 minutes.
Next topic.
All right. So we touched on it a little bit earlier about using divination to find your gifts. So there are ways that you can use different divination tools or different readings from people to find out what your gifts are.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned numerology. We're both certified numerologists, and it's something that we get questions for a lot. People want to know, you know, what are their gifts?
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily only what their gifts are, but what field should they be going into?
Mm-hmm.
What type of work should they be doing? What type of thing should they spend more time pursuing? And that's one of the things that we do using numerology.
Mm-hmm.
You use numerology. I use other different types of divination to determine that based off just of intuitive nature. But it's a good way to...
Find your lane.
Yeah.
And
we'll give out, like, different options or, you know, kind of tune in to figure out, you know, based off your energy, what type of things, you know, you should be doing or what needs to resonate with you to see if it will... come back to you and bring you joy.
Right.
And I would say we haven't had anyone yet that said, no, this isn't right, or this isn't what I was meant to do, or, you know, I don't like this. Or
I get told in a Chef Ramsay voice, spot on. I'm like, okay, that's what's up. All I'm doing is reading the numbers. Maybe like, spot on, you know?
You know, I remember when I first discovered different divinations, and I was a kid. I didn't even really know what spirituality was or what, you know, being conscious or anything like that was. My mom was into a lot of different divination, you know, tools and acts, and she was big on astrology, and she used to have all these astrology books, and I remember I fell in love with it, and I was, you know, I knew everything about astrology. It was like that was my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got older, I found a passion for numerology. And then after I mastered numerology, it was like, okay, well, that was fun while it lasted. What else can I do?
Mm-hmm.
And then I turned into the tarot and oracle cards. And it was like, okay, well, that was fun. Now what? Then I started playing with runes. And so what I'm getting at is that you don't have to have just one thing that's your gift.
Right.
Sometimes you have to go through different channels to find out what your gifts are.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those different tools led me to different things.
Mm-hmm.
And each of those things brought me into a new discovery of myself.
Mm.
And that's the joy of discovering your gifts, is that you discover yourself. You discover who you are.
Mm-hmm. One thing I want the people to know is this. There's a reservoir of consciousness out there that we all can tap into. But your level of awareness to this reservoir of consciousness is dependent upon your awareness of yourself and reality.
Mm-hmm.
The more enlightened you become, the deeper you can tap into that reservoir of information.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not meditating, you're not sun gazing, you're not practicing joy, you're not loving your fellow man, you're not helping people, the universe is only going to let you tap the surface level of that reservoir. But when you start helping people, when you start growing spiritually, you're going to be able to go into deeper realms of that reservoir and pull out things that were already in you. Everything that you're going to do and that you are was in you when you got here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a seed. When you plant a seed, a tree grows, but that tree was already in the seed. But when you nurture the seed, you water the seed, give it good soil, give it good light, it grows into this strong tree. So all your talents are trees inside the seed that are you.
you know, that's really, sorry, I got thrown off by a text message. Someone said
she wasn't listening.
I need some Pinot wine.
Who said that? Show me that.
But what I was going to say was, I'm glad you brought up some of those topics, because those were two of the things I was going to go into next was meditation.
Yeah.
Meditation is a great way of discovering what your gifts are. And the reason why is like what you said, you're going within. And when you go within, you're going into like a self-discovery of who you are. You
mm-hmm.
get these downloads and these ideas and, you know, things come to you. Every idea I've had, every idea you've had,
yeah.
it's all come from meditation.
Yeah.
It'd just be, you know, a thought would start and it blooms and it turns into something big. And next
mm-hmm.
thing you know, it's like, wow, we got a radio show. Bam, we got websites. Bam, we writing books, you know. So it just goes on and on and on. Meditation is a fantastic, probably the best tool
yeah.
to find out what your gifts are.
I found that I'm gifted at making children. Gifted at it. My daughter's amazing. I made her. I was thinking about it like, I need a kid. Then I made her.
And another thing is another thing that you said was helping people.
Yeah.
And you never realize what the Creator has set up for you. Certain things may happen. Something may happen to make you go down a certain street, or something may happen to make you go to, you know, a different teller in the line, or, you know, you may just have this conversation with someone and it might strike something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember years ago, I was at work and this girl that I never really spoke to before, for some reason, Spirit told me to talk to her, and I talked to her, and she ended up being a really nice girl.
Mm.
And she told me about her passion, which was baking.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, you know, I don't really bake much. You know, I've done a little bit, but I don't never really bake much. But the way she spoke about it with so much passion and love and, you know, excitement that she made me excited about
mm-hmm.
it. And then I started doing it, and it turned out I was really good at
it. You were.
And so I say that to say that, you know, sometimes just going out of your way to be helpful to people, to speak to people that you normally wouldn't speak to, can open up different avenues of different possibilities and opportunities that can blossom for you.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes leading by example. When you lead by example, the universe is going to allow you to lead by example more. And it's going to give you things to keep helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you think about what are my gifts, there's two ways to think about it. You can think about it for just self-gratitude, or you can think about it to help humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you think of creating things for the betterment of mankind, family, the gifts flow to you a lot faster. It's like a rush.
Yeah.
Because most humans only think about money. Not too many of us think about, you know what, I want to create something to help people.
Nah.
All my services on my website are to help people. And no, in the beginning, you don't get money as fast as people who are just, you know, doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
But the enjoyment and the fulfillment you get is priceless. It's priceless.
It is. There's nothing like bringing a smile to someone's face.
There's nothing like giving someone something, and 5 years later, you see them grow into someone. You're like, wow. Unlike most people on a spiritual path, I'm not going to say unlike most people, but I know some people. But like me, I like to help people, and I want them to grow more than me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to be under me your whole life. I want you to grow, and it's going to inspire me to grow. You know?
Exactly.
And that's a gift.
That is.
Helping's a gift. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful gift.
All the gifts aren't about, you don't have to be, everyone's not going to be a psychic. Although being a psychic is within everyone,
mm-hmm.
there are certain things that you're just naturally good at.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's not a counselor, although everyone can be a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's not good at it. You're good at what you believe you're good at.
Exactly.
If you don't believe you're good at it, you won't be good at it.
I'm going to give you guys a great jewel. If you want to be good at something, create a mantra of what it is that you want to be good at and say it repeatedly all day, every day. Chris, you say winning all the time.
Winning.
That's your tag. And since you've been saying that word winning.
I've been winning.
You've been winning. You know, you encourage other people to say it. And they feel like they're winning.
I'm winning.
Right.
Like, you are winning. I did a concert with a young lady. I'm not going to say her name. She was 24. And the conversation was really bleak in the beginning. But I told her, you're a winner. I just don't feel like a winner. By the time we were done, I was like, what are you? She's like, I'm a winner. And she meant that.
She meant it, yep.
And I haven't heard from her since. So I know she's winning.
Yes.
Yeah.
So think about something that you want to do, something you want to be good at, something that you want to experience, and then say it. Say it every day. Say it loud.
Mm-hmm.
I am, you know, I am a great singer.
Mm-hmm.
I am a great writer.
Yeah.
I am a great writer. I'm going to write a best-selling author.
Yeah.
I can't talk. Best-selling book.
Mm-hmm.
And keep telling yourself that. Write it down. Say it in your meditation. Say it in your mind's eye. Say it, say it, say it, say it, say it. The more that you say it, the more you will attract it to yourself.
I'm going to tell a family a jewel here. Now, this is a gift, and I used it, and I always use it. What you think about yourself helps create the tapestry of your reality, but what other people think of you, too, creates your reality as well.
Mm-hmm.
We live in an illusion that can be manipulated, and you can only go so far trying to manipulate it yourself. In order for you to manipulate your reality, you got to get other people to believe that the reality that you're constructing is real. And when that happens, it becomes. Before I started writing my book, my first book, I was telling everybody, I'm writing a book, hadn't started writing a book, didn't know what I was talking about. And then one day, I said, I'm going to write a book of poems. And people were like, wow. And I was like, yeah, I'm all these pages deep on my poem book. Yeah. And I started telling my wife, like, I got to start writing. Because I'm telling everybody, I've got people telling me, like, when your book coming out? I'm like, it's coming out in October. I got 6 months to get this book together. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave the book a consciousness in the ether.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made people believe in it. It gave it like a vessel of creativity. And then every day I started writing a poem, and they just started coming to me. They just start coming flowing out of me because I believed and I told everyone else and they believe.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you think you're going to do or that you think you're gifted at or that you want to be gifted at, start telling people, yeah, I'm a great painter. For real, yeah, I got all these paintings I'm painting. They're going to be coming out pretty soon. Just try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be amazed at how many people start believing in you and it's going to fuel you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not lying because you did create it. You just extracted it from the ether and put it into this reality.
Yeah. I remember a couple years back when I first learned how to make lotions and soap and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, I'm gonna make some soap and I'm gonna do this. And I kept telling everyone what I was gonna do. And then I put it off and I was like, a lot of people do it. I don't know if that's something I wanna do. And I lost interest in it because my ego convinced me that it wasn't needed or that I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And about maybe a few months later, months ago, you know, it came to me again. And it was like, you know, just do it. Just try it.
Yeah.
And slowly I started doing it, and it turned out really good.
You're one of the – you're low, Dean. I'm not being – yeah. You make the best lotion I've ever put on my skin. It feels good and it smells amazing.
Aww.
I'm not sure if it's all the prayers, all the joy you're infusing into it,
yeah. But
it's really delicious. I wanted to taste it. It was so good. I wanted to taste it, but I was afraid.
So that brings us to monetizing your gifts.
Mm.
So a lot of people, like we spoke about earlier, they want to make money off of their gifts. They want to know, how is it that the things that I love to do. Well, let me rephrase that. A lot of people don't like to work because they're not doing what they love to do. So a lot of people want to know, how can I get paid for the things that I love to do?
Mm.
And it's really easy. put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Just believe in yourself. Try it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of times we get caught up, we get so caught up in failing that it creates this big amount of fear in us that prevents us from doing anything or trying anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up growing old and always thinking back, I wonder what could have been. Or seeing someone else do something and thinking, well, I could have done that too, or mine was even better, or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it mainly has to do with fear. Would you agree?
I will agree. And one thing that I suggest people do when they find out something that they want to do or that they love to do, it's best to do it free. Because when you're doing it free, you're not on this big stage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fail, oh, well, you're doing it for free. You're practicing.
Mm-hmm.
So use your, like, a year to do things free until you master it. And then when you start noticing that you're winning more than you're losing, then bring it out to the world. Because a lot of my gifts, a lot of my tools that I use, they work when the other person believes too.
Exactly.
They won't work if you don't believe,
mm-hmm.
you know? So you got to start believing in yourself and giving yourself time to master your craft. It took years for me to be an amazing martial artist. I was humbled a lot in the beginning. I was beat up a lot. And I was being beat up by people that visually you think that there's no way they can take me. There's no way this guy's going to be able to beat me. And actually, you know, I'm being flipped on my back. You know, I was coming home, I was like, I gotta practice more. And then 3 years in, I couldn't be defeated. I couldn't be defeated. You know, so you gotta look at your life like that, family. Start doing more. Just start doing more. Stop thinking as much and start doing. Sometimes we get caught in that thinking phase, like, oh, I wanna do this, I don't know where to start. You start by just starting.
That's it.
You just gotta start. Is you got to go into it knowing it's not going to be good in the beginning. Challenges help you evolve. They help you evolve. When you go out and you have a big challenge, you have a hurdle,
mm-hmm.
the next time you jump that hurdle is going to be a little lower because you learned a little bit. Eventually, that hurdle won't be a hurdle no more. You move on to the next challenge. If you're comfortable, you're not growing. No one grows when they're comfortable.
I was going to say, have you ever done something... Well, let's say in the past, you looked at something that you wanted to do, and you looked at it, and you were like, there's no way I can do that. I don't know. That just looks so tough. But you finally built up the nerve to do it, and maybe it didn't go off quite as well as you had expected.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you did it, the better you got or the further you got with it. And then once you got to a high level or the master level or whatnot, you look back on it and you're like, why was I afraid of that? That little hurdle, you know, that little hurdle looked like a skyscraper to me such not a time ago. But now it's like, you know, it was like stepping over a rock.
There's Misa Vijaya learning that prayer. It's a daunting prayer.
Mm.
It's three paragraphs long. I ain't talking about a little paragraph.
Oh,
each paragraph, they're thick paragraphs. It's a mantra. And it's a mantra that you learn that it erases your negative financial karma from your past lives and your current and future lives. It's a prayer that everyone needs to learn.
That's a beautiful prayer.
It's a beautiful prayer. In the beginning, it was daunting. I mean, it took me months to learn it. But now that I learned it, I say it every day at ease.
I remember when we first heard the Anna Pakoa, the miracle prayer.
Oh, my goodness.
And we were around a group of people that not everyone knew it, but pretty much everyone knew it. We were the only ones that didn't know it.
Mm.
And we thought, oh, my goodness, how are we going to learn this? This prayer is so complicated. It's a completely different language. I don't even know what they're saying or how to pronounce it and how to go about doing this. And me, you, and our daughter, we were at home and we just practiced. And we did it together. We recited it together. And now we do it like, you know, it's nothing. You know, it's something that we spit out like, you know, spewing out the ABCs.
Right, like we breathe.
So it's easy to get caught up in the fear of things. Fear and love are probably two of the highest emotions that can consume a person.
Yeah.
And fear, of course, is the lower negative vibratory feeling. So you want to make sure that you don't allow fear to consume you. It's natural to be afraid of new things. It's natural to, you know, think that, you know, this is going to be complicated. But you don't want to give in completely to fear.
Right.
If you stay in fear, you don't grow.
Mm-hmm.
You're stagnant.
You want to beat fear. You want to use fear. I use fear. When I see things that are challenging, I don't say I'm scared. I say, wow, that's challenging. Ooh, I'm going to beat that. And that's what I do. And I challenge you all on the phone to do the same. Change the word fear to challenging. Don't use hard. Say it's challenging.
Yeah.
You know, change the way you speak and your reality will bend
mm-hmm.
through your words.
Mm-hmm.
I'm winning. So the reality of me is I'm a winner. When I don't have the money that I need, I say, you know what? I choose not to invest in that right now.
I choose not to invest in that item at the moment.
Yeah, I don't say that I'm broke. I said, you know what? I choose not to invest in that $6,000 tool. Not right now. But if I want it, I say, you know what? I'm going to get it.
But
and don't worry about the money.
I was just about to say that because that same $6,000 tool, I said, I'm getting that. I claim it. I don't know how I'm getting it. I don't even care how I'm getting it, but I'm getting it.
That's the thing, family. We've been taught to believe in the thing that we need to get the thing.
Right.
Don't think about getting the money for the thing.
Don't think about how you're going to get the money.
Think about the thing.
Just think about the thing.
And it'll just bend to your will. Because when you think I need to get money, okay, you're creating a breeding ground for you needing money.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to get it because you want to need.
You're going to constantly be in a state of need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So take money out the equation and think about the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think I want that. You're going to be in a constant state of wanting that thing.
Same thing.
So you want to say, I'm getting that.
I'm getting it.
I got that already.
I'm getting it.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you.
Mine.
Thank you. Give it. Give.
And give thanks.
And start feeling like you already got it and visualize yourself with
visualize
it.
Visualize yourself with it. Enjoying it. Embrace that feeling of having it.
And that's going to attract
how
it.
How good it makes you feel and how great
yeah.
it's going to be. And,
yeah.
you know, and don't even think about like, yeah, when I get it, you know, don't think when I get it. Think about as if you already have it.
This is a do for the fellas. Remember when you were in high school and it was that girl you liked? And you used to just visualize about her all the time. All the time for months. And then all of a sudden, they start liking you. You created that. You created that.
Is that what you did to me?
That's exactly what I did to you.
You cheated.
I did. I did. I did it. That's what happens.
So we have a lot of people online. If you do want to come in, ask a question, or leave or say a comment, just say what's up. Our phone number here is 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line, just hit the number 1 and we'll bring you through.
And we didn't touch on monetizing gifts.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's dive in a little deeper on monetizing.
Okay. So let's say you're a great writer
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking about ways, how can I monetize my writing? You can write a book. It's real it's easier now to get published than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you had to find a publicist, and it would cost you $4,000 to $10,000 to get published.
Yep.
Now it doesn't even cost you 4,000 cents.
And they had to like your book.
And they had to like your book.
They had to choose because they had to – it was under their publishing company, so they had to, you know, I don't know if I want to read about ghosts.
Yeah.
Everyone writes about ghosts.
Right.
You know, so they – the game has changed a lot.
Mm-hmm. Let's say you're a great storyteller or you like to talk. Create your YouTube channel.
Or a podcast.
Or a podcast. Now, if you want to monetize it, you got to get enough people to believe in you to subscribe to your channel and listen to you. But that's something you can do.
But, you know, you said something earlier that I think is really important. I think that you come into monetization when you give light by doing things for free. You want to start out doing things for free, but you don't want to exhaust yourself either. You don't want to give all your resources out for free.
Right.
Because people, unfortunately, don't respect free. there are some people who really appreciate and value it, but there are those who don't. And like you said with the book, let's say you write a book and you just start telling people about it.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go. Yeah, I wrote a book.
That's what I do.
I wrote a book. And you will be shocked. People will say, I want to buy your book. What's it about? You know, and the first time that someone tells you that they want to buy your book, it's such an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
You know, I've given some of my books away for free just because, you know, I feel like that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to give some things away. And it's been a couple times where I tried to give someone something for free and they were like, no, I want to pay you for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, wow, I accept.
That's real.
Same with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an amazing feeling when someone appreciates your gifts and the things that you do and how well, and they want to support you.
Mm-hmm. It feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
It does. You know, I remember a few years back before we had this podcast, we used to go and speak down at
Sweet Sister Splash. Mm-hmm. It's a cultural arts center here mm-hmm. in Cincinnati, Ohio.
And they have a black men speak and a black women speak. And we would just speak to different people in the community. We were on a panel and, you know, they would ask us questions and we would share stories about our upbringing and our struggles and our accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a way of giving back. But at the same time, it prepared us for the platforms that we have going on now.
Right.
So think of, you know, a lot of people want to jump right into making money. So you want to think about setting it up first.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just jump in and, you know, bam, you're a millionaire. You have to set yourself up for success first.
Mm.
You have to build those blocks up and those steps up so that you can achieve what it is that your final goal is.
That's real. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing. So what we did, we found someone that was successful. And what we're doing is mirroring what they did on a small scale until we can get on the scale that they are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to recreate the wheel, family.
No.
If you think you're good at something, find someone that's better at it and watch what they do with it and mimic what they're doing.
And you would be surprised how many people are willing to help you.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I think we have this bad misconception that people don't want to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of greedy people out there, and I'm sure there is. Unfortunately, I haven't had any experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had, you know, nothing but good experiences with people who wanted to show me, you know, this is how you do this, or this is how you can do this, and, you know, you should find your own way and make it better, you know, be better than me. And I'm like, wow. And so what we've done in turn is done that for other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's real.
We help other people out. We tell them what to do and how to expound on their gifts and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We do it because we love to do it. And we understand the reward. We understand the reward behind it. And that's why we love you too, Jazz, the medium. The medium.
Yeah,
you know?
Love you,
that's that sis right there.
Right.
And
right.
Before she blew up to be the medium that she is today, what was she doing? Helping people, giving
mm-hmm.
people reading. We'd
yeah.
be out having dinner, and she was like, you know what, Chris? I'm tasting garlic. You know what that means? I'm like, what that mean? That means your aunt's here.
Right.
I'm like, man, forget this, Scampi. Tell me more. You know what I mean? So that's what you do. You want to give a lot of, when you're working, when you're using the spirit will be your marketer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay for marketing. The spirit is going to market for you. It's going to align people to find you.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is become the beacon of light so they can find you. And when you put pockets of light out there in the ether, when people are in darkness, they can see your light. And they'll follow it, and it will lead you them to you, and you can help them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be a beacon of light one day,
yeah.
And they can shine.
And that's the beautiful thing.
And that's the beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating a light bright You know what I mean? For the older folks, before internet and all that good stuff, we had light brights.
I love my light brights.
And I had pigs everywhere. I think my mama threw my light bright away. I'm like, Mama, where my light bright? She like, somebody stole it. I was like, what? Somebody stole my light bright? Somebody stole it.
Mama, where my light bright? Mama. All right, so caller from 601-951. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
Peace, fam. This is Latoria.
What's going on? Hey.
Oh, awesome.
The author.
Yes.
Facts. Talk about it.
Indeed. Yeah, the show is so dope and it's so exciting. Everything you all talked about today, it was actually confirmation. I wanted to share one of my, well, two of my winnings, three of my winnings for the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first one was, I sold one of my books. Yay!
Oh, yay! Wow. That's huge. That's huge. Yeah. That's huge. Tell the world about your book.
Yep.
Get it, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. So my book is on Amazon. It's called 1-7 Steps to Straightening Coily Hair. I actually mastered my technique while I was in cosmetology school. And so I mastered it, and I wrote a book about the technique. And I love it. Like, I was so glad that I wrote it and put it out there, but it's on Amazon right now. It's called 1-7 Steps to Straightening Coily Hair by Latoria Martin. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so the second one. Yep, winning. So the second one was I did a reading. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I didn't know that I could do reading. And so
wow.
I have some Oracle cards, and I've been with the Oracle cards for, like, some months now, for, like, 3 or 4 months. And, yeah, I just work with them with myself and everything. And when I tell you the Oracle cards, like, just slap y'all in the face, like, bam, bam, bam. So I was like, okay. So last week I met someone on Facebook, and we were talking and everything. And she just, I don't even know what made me get my Oracle cards. But when I got on the phone with her, I just grabbed my Oracle cards. I grabbed my tools. Oh, yeah, all the tools work synergistically with you. So your tools, they work with you. So I was like, okay, grab my tools, went outside. And she was just blurted out. She was like, I was wondering, do you do readings or anything like that? I was like, you know what? I just grabbed my Oracle cards. Let's do a reading. And it's another reading. And I like things more personal, right? Just like with my clients, it's more personal. Like, we're always one-on-one. And, like, everything is appointment-based. It's just, like, one-on-one, just me and the client. And so I did a one-on-one with her. Like, I did a candle for her and everything and got on the phone. And it's so funny. I found her block, her blockage. I was like, you have a block.
Wow.
Right? And so I told her how to work through her blockage. Because I don't know if people know that even though you do have, you might have a blockage, like, you can work around the blockage.
Yes.
And then the blockage would just start to dissolve. Like, the more you work around it, even though you're working around it, you're still working within the blockage, it'll start to dissolve. Okay. So she's working with her, you know, doing that. The second one, a lady, she was like, she posted it in a group. She was like, she had a really good reading with me and everything. And another person was like, oh, wow, what kind of reading did you have? So it's like an Oracle card reading, and then, you know, I do prayers and everything like that. And so this one called, and I did one for her. Like, this is my second one. Like, I didn't know if I was going to even get paid for it or not. But I got paid for it, $25.
Oh.
I was like, what?
That's when it feel good.
Yeah. Yes. No.
Ooh, it's so
yes.
Yeah, and I found her blockage. She overthinks everything. I was like, you got to stop overthinking. And I shared ways with her for so that she could, like, you know, no longer overthink. Because when you use your mind for overthinking, you bring all the negativity to you. Like, you can just reverse it. Think about what it is that you want. And just think about it. Don't think about how to get it. Just think about it, and it's going to come to you. So, yeah. It's like I don't know, I may just have like a small gift of, you know, finding the blockage.
Huge gift.
That is.
Huge gift. See, she found her lane.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't know many people finding blockages. Mm-hmm. She needs to monetize that. The YouTube.
Fine.
Get a radio show. Get a website. Mm-hmm. And all this stuff we can help you with because we're doing it.
Yes.
You know, you got a direct line to us. So,
right.
I love to see people win out here.
Love it.
Yeah,
I know.
You're bringing a smile to my face and my heart. Sheesh. Don't it feel good to win?
Yeah.
That's what brings joy, winning. Mm-hmm. Losing brings a frown.
I mean, everything y'all said today, like, I actually said this to one of the clients. Everything. I was like, wow. So I know I'm on the right path and I'm on the right track. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yes. Yeah, so I was like, let me call in and tell them about this. It's so cool.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Love him.
I have fun doing it also. I had really good fun doing it. So I like
that. That's a big thing, because a lot of people, you know, I remember when I first started doing readings, I was caught up in the fear of, what if I'm wrong, though? But what if I'm wrong? And I don't want to give anybody wrong information. And when you can overcome that and start having faith in, you know, your feelings and your intuition and everything like that, that's huge. So you overcame your own blockages while helping someone else overcome their blockages. Winning!
That is so true. Yes, that is so true. Yes. And the thing was, you know what, Divine? I wasn't even scared. I was like, oh, my God. I wasn't even scared. I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, that was so fun. And then, you know how some people get on and you can just feel like they're like, oh my God, I hope she doesn't bring this up. It's like I could feel it. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
So I was like, chill out, just relax. Like, stop taking this so serious. You know what I'm saying? It's like, relax. It's not that serious, man.
That's when you know you're not a spiritual punk, when you're out here having fun doing it and helping people.
Exactly,
yeah.
Doing what you love. Yeah.
That's
so proud. Beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
We're extremely proud of you.
Oh, my goodness.
Extremely proud.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
You said
I enjoy your show,
Yeah, this is you don't.
No, not the present one.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank
y'all. Always appreciate your love and support.
Yes, me too. Thank y'all. Peace.
Peace and love. That's the sound of a winner.
I know. Right?
I'm so happy.
People just don't know. Cars is not an easy thing to do.
It's not.
It's not an easy thing to do. You know, giving someone readings is not an easy thing to do. Writing a book is not an easy thing to do. But it is.
Yeah, it's challenging. But when you're done, it feels so rewarding. Because you went through a lot of challenges. The last part of your book, you were going through it. You spent the whole weekend working on it. I was watching you day in and day out. I wanted to make YouTube videos, but I was just over there watching you just go through it. I was like, I ain't even saying nothing about my videos.
Because when you really put your all into your gifts, when you really love something, you want to make sure that it's on point. You don't want to put anything out that's less than. And so, you know, if you're not doing hard work, then you're not getting a reward out of it.
That's the thing about doing anything, family. You need to put your light in it. When you put your light in something, you're going to reap the reward from that light, mm-hmm. period.
I remember before I started writing my book and you were trying to give me ideas, you were like, well, maybe you should do this. And I was like, nope, nope. I already mm-hmm. got it in my mind what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I appreciate it, but I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that you were, you know, trying to take over or anything like that. You're just a helpful person.
Yeah.
You're trying to help me out. But I understood, I overstood that I had to put my own light on it to put my stamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be Divine Queen's work, not Divine and Chris Enlightened.
Right, and you're reaping the benefits of it now.
Yeah.
Your book is amazing.
Thank you.
Best-selling author.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what we do. We make best-selling authors here. That's what we do.
We got another caller. I'm going to bring them through. I know who this is. Caller from the 808 Hawaii.
Uh-oh.
Peace, you're on the
airline.
My bro.
Peace, family, love, and light. How are you guys doing?
Winning, what's good, brother?
Doing great. How you doing?
Man, look. I'm doing awesome. Winning as usual.
Facts.
I wanted to just kind of chime in and tell you about this experience real brief. You guys kind of knew a situation going on with my cat, so I'm not going to go into the whole story.
Hmm.
But I had the cat came back. I did some Reiki energy on it. Just recently became certified as a Reiki master.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a test for me. And I know it was because in addition to the Reiki energy, it wasn't enough. The cat needed more because it came back mm-hmm. a couple days later with this tumorous growth coming out of his shoulder.
Oh, wow.
Really nasty, ugly-looking growth. And the cat looked sick again and weak. And I felt so bad. And I said, you know, I didn't think about it. I just went and grabbed the healing spell book that I got from Master Gibson at Tybo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling myself, there's nothing that I cannot heal. This is a natural gift that I have. And once I accepted it, I went immediately into the spell. I poured all my energy into it and included the emotion and all that stuff. Something I haven't really done before. You know, I tend to hold back my emotions, even though they're right there under the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And I let it go. You know, I gave it what it needed to have. The cat disappeared again for another day. And I didn't worry about it this time because I said, it's fine because the cat is going someplace that it needs to go in order to process the healing energy. I said, it'll be back in 24 hours and it'll be fine. Well, sure enough, the cat came back this morning, less than 24 hours later, and the growth, the tumor that was there is gone. All that
wow.
is left is the wound, and the wound is actually closed and healing. And the cat looks great.
Confirmation.
And
that's huge.
That just goes to show that when you really embrace your gift, whatever it is, and stop running away from it, stop being scared of it, just embrace it for what it is and put your all into it, you'll be amazed at what you can do.
Sure will.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm. That is huge.
So
now you know that you have the gift of healing. That's
powerful.
Oh,
I can heal. I can heal anything. I'm convinced of it.
Wow. That's a huge gift.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the most highest gifts, healing.
It is. It's a really high gift because you're doing something where you're doing like the most when it comes to helping people.
Service here. You're healing.
Can you sum that up?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, it left me exhausted. So I know I spent my energy doing it. I was exhausted the day after, you know, and I recovered and I spent some time the day, you know, at the beach meditating about it. And I feel a whole lot better now. But it takes a lot out of you, you know, and so I have a new respect for people that
mm-hmm.
do this type of work, you know, no matter what type of energy work it is, because
mm-hmm.
you really do spend a lot of your energy trying to help other people or other creatures.
Mm-hmm. There's a spell in that book that you can use to charge up your healing energy, too. That's
okay,
a good
I'll have to go back in and look at that.
Yeah, you can just, like, while you're not healing anyone, every day just charging up your healing energy.
And what I do, Vaughn, I use that spell a lot. You want to use that one daily. This is under the Debbie 3, and there's also one under Debbie 4 that helps
okay.
you, you know, double or triple your healing strength.
Oh, you know, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that. I'll go back in and do that.
Do that one every day. Yeah, do that one every day, and you won't have that that exhausting feeling anymore.
Mm.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to call in and share that, and I thank you guys and appreciate everything that you're doing. I mean, it's a beautiful show. It's a show that is needed. And, Chris, it's okay if you want the donuts. Go for it.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, bro. Someone understands.
Hey, you know what? When you got that sweet tooth, you got to satisfy it sometimes.
Right. I don't know. I'm getting me a donut after the show.
No, you're not.
Okay.
All right. Well, I love you guys. Peace. And,
love you back, bro.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Another one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, that's one thing about this spiritual path. You meet some of the
most beautiful, amazing,
beautiful.
Loving, giving, helping, interesting, you know, you name any great adjective that's out there, that's what they are.
Damn.
I mean, and it's nothing like having a circle of people that all have this high, you know,
common goal
of love and joy and just winning about them. It's an amazing thing.
You know, I cut myself off. We got another caller?
No.
I cut myself off to the world a lot because a lot of people don't think how I think. They don't love how I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always thinking about hopefully no one tries to take advantage of the energy and love that I'm giving.
Mm-hmm.
When you find other people that are just like you,
mm-hmm.
that love like you, that
mm-hmm.
care like you, that think like you, it's such a rewarding and refreshing feeling. We found, me and Vaughn, we've been on the phone 2 hours sometimes. And we've been like, man, it felt like 10 minutes. I got to go to work in 5 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's how it is, man, when you find people on that spiritual path that resonate with you, man. It's just beautiful, family.
Yeah, so we love our Cairo family.
Mm-hmm.
Cairo on Facebook. And Ron brought up a really good thing. He was talking about the tools that are offered through Tybro.com, TYBRO.com. Amazing tools that will help you discover your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we both discovered that we are also healers. We
mm-hmm.
both discovered that we have intuitive, you know, abilities. We both discovered that, you know, we love knowledge and we love learning and we
mm-hmm.
love magic and
mm-hmm.
doing spell work and we love winning, you know. So great, great, great website, family, atmosphere to just learn, grow, and discover your gifts.
Yeah.
Tybro.com.
If nothing else, it will expand your consciousness more than anything I've ever read or done in my life. Your consciousness is guaranteed to expand.
And that's the best.
And that's the best. That's the most rewarding things when your dreams change.
Oh, yeah.
When your dreams change.
Mm-hmm.
When you start feeling different.
Mm-hmm.
When birds start whistling. I walk out the door, the same bird whistles at me, and I start whistling back, and he mimics my rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
I mimic his, and I like him take the lead, and I follow him, but he switch it up, and I switch it up. It's off the chain, family. That's what winning does. Mm.
So putting yourself out there, we've heard people, we've talked about it, we've heard callers call in and talk about how they put themselves out there, and it basically is just, you know, just doing the act. You know, a lot of people will ask us, you know, but how? It really isn't a lot of instructions or directions that we can give you. It's just a simple act of just doing.
Yeah,
just do it. You know, don't be afraid of what people are going to think. Don't be afraid of what people are going to say. 50% of people aren't going to like it. 50% of people will. Forget the ones that don't like it. Everyone's mm-hmm. entitled to their opinion. You know, you have movies or TV shows or games or whatever that you like that I don't like.
Yeah, you don't like that stuff.
Doesn't mean I love you any different. Doesn't mean I think any less of you or anything like that. That's just your thing and not my thing.
Yeah.
And the same thing with me. I have things that I like that you don't like,
yeah.
you know. But we, it's not about worrying about what other people think. It's about what benefits you most, what brings you the most
mm-hmm.
joy, and what you're good at.
Yeah. Simple as that, family.
Simple as that.
We all come here to be great, family. That's what we're here to do. We're not here to be comfortable. We're here to challenge ourselves so we can evolve. There's a continuation of consciousness after you transcend from this reality.
Mm-hmm.
And who you're going to be is dependent upon what you do today. Don't think, okay, Monday, I'm going to be great. Be great right now.
Mm-hmm.
Have great thoughts. Have great actions. Make your best decision right now. You know what I'm saying, fam? It's kind of like working out. You want to get buff, you don't wait until the day before you need to go somewhere. You want to start working out early.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the spirit works, family. You got to start working out.
You're not eating a donut.
I have no comment. I love them. Dorvon,
so
it's okay.
Anyway. So, have nothing else on this. You want to talk about next week, next Monday?
You can talk about it.
So next Monday.
Oh, I'll talk about it. Next Monday. Next Monday, we're going to have my sis Micaiah on.
Mm-hmm.
She's also certified in Reiki, and she performed some Reiki on us at the spiritual retreat, and it was so good. Talk about discovering your gifts, right. You know, wow. All I can say is, wow, after the after she performed the Reiki healing on us, I asked her, like, do you mind being on our show? Because people need to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
People need to hear this. So if anyone wants to be on our show to talk about what their things are, just reach out to us. We're here available for you guys. This show is for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for us. We already got it.
Yeah, we love to help other people, you know. Again, put yourself out there.
Put yourself out there. That's our service to you guys. And all the shows are archived.
Mm-hmm.
So this show is going to be out here 10 years from now. People are going to go back and hear about who's this Micaiah.
Mm-hmm.
And call her up and reach out to her. And she's going to be winning.
Mm-hmm.
And this is those pockets of light that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is you do, just start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Start. We know it's challenging. But it's going to be so rewarding when you do it.
Yeah, you can't get stuck in your comfort zone. If you're comfortable, you're not growing.
Mm.
You know, you're not going to grow unless you come into some challenges. You know, we had a challenge. I personally had a challenge not too long ago. And my initial thought was, wow, that's messed up. And then I had to, you know, reflect on it and think about it. And I went to my altar and I meditated on it. And I had to accept that there's something that I'm supposed to be getting out of this. And I did. I received my message. I moved on. I overcame that hurdle. I know what to avoid in the future. I know what to be on the lookout next time this thing comes up. I won't have to worry about it. That happens. Don't get caught up in the things that, you know, when life trips you up.
Mm-hmm.
It trips you up because you're comfortable. You have to grow. You have to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't come back here to be comfortable. You came back here to grow.
That's it.
So, yeah, fam, next week we're going to have special guest Micaiah on.
Yeah.
She will be talking about her services. She offers a lot of services, but I know her main thing is Reiki. And her, and I believe her business partner is going to be on with her, correct?
Yeah, her business partner is.
So you don't want to miss that. We'll go ahead and send something out on that on the Twin Flame Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Probably early, middle of next week. And then we'll send out another reminder. Not early next week, but
this week.
Later this week.
Yeah. Later this week.
I don't work anymore, so I don't know what day of the week is anymore.
Every day is Friday for you.
Every day is Friday.
Well, I'm suffering. Suffering succotash right here. Hey. she's laughing with joy. I'm going to retire too, and then it won't be funny.
Yeah, it won't be funny. It'll be fun.
That's right. Tomorrow's my last day.
Whatever. Well, also I want to remind you that if you would like to support us, you can do so by purchasing our books on Amazon.
Talk about it.
Mine is called I Am, written by Divine Queen. Don't type in I Am. Unfortunately, there's like 9 million books called I Am out there. I had no idea when I wrote the book. But if you type in Divine Queen, you'll see it.
Mm.
And then, Chris, you have 2 books out on Amazon.
My first book is called The Enlightened Taught. It's a book of metaphysical spiritual poems. It's a literary masterpiece about my spiritual growth in poem form. My second book is called Poverty Consciousness. If you want to have your frontal lobe titillated, go out to Amazon.com and invest in Poverty Consciousness.
Yes.
I even had some rituals in there that will dissolve your poverty consciousness that I've used and thousands of other people around the world have used and gotten back with me and told me that they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
I have another book coming out
rituals
this summer.
Rituals that came from our master.
Rituals that came from my master. I didn't create the rituals. I'm not a ritual creator. I do create my own rituals, but they're tailor-made for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have another book coming out this summer called Wealth Consciousness. Be on the lookout for that, family. Be on the lookout. And you can also go to YouTube.com and subscribe to my page, The T-H-E-E Enlightened Journey. I'm going to be putting some videos out there tonight. I've been real productive this week, so I haven't really been able to put out a lot of videos out there. But I have a bunch of videos out there that I put out there the past month. So, hey, invest in me by hitting the subscription button. And I'm also on a radio show on Wednesdays called The Powers That See. Check that out, family. blogtalkradio.com, The Powers That See. It's a more aggressive side to the enlightened one.
Yeah, it is. And what else we have? I forgot to say. So my book is a story. It's 5 short stories. It's a spiritual book about 5 characters who overcome trials and tribulations to discover the true higher selves of themselves, which is, you know, different deities or gods. So it's a really great book. It's a story in there for everyone. You'll like all of them, but I'm sure there's one for everyone. Also, I will have a show on this Saturday, The Divine Hour, where I will be doing intuitive readings. And also, you can check out my website, IamDivineQueen.com, if you would like to have a reading, or if you are interested in any of my products, such as lotion, soaps, oils, perfumes, all that fun stuff. I make it all. It smells delicious.
It does. I smell like a little baby up in there. A little sweet baby.
That's right. Yeah. And fam, you can always find us on Facebook under Divine Queen and Chris of Light, and under Instagram as I Am Divine _ Queen, and you're Chris of Light under.
I don't know what I am.
Yeah, well, never mind.
I don't even know what I am on Instagram. I don't really be on Instagram like that. I do, but what am I under?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't post, yeah.
We got about 5 minutes left, but your mom just put her hand up.
Yeah, bring her on through. Okay. We'll talk about her. She got like 9 books.
Peace, peace, Emma. You on the
air? Peace, peace. What's up, family?
Winning.
I know that's right. I'm winning right along with y'all. I'm following y'all footsteps.
Talk about it.
What's up?
Hey, I got 3 books out on Amazon right now. The one that's really close to me is my 3rd book, I Love My Rainbow Angels and the Subconscious Mind. That's on Amazon right now. Talks about stillbirth, pregnancy, the taboo that nobody talks about. A friend of my daughter's actually had a stillbirth baby. Well, not really a stillbirth baby, but she was in labor for 2 days, and they sent her home, and she went back the second day to a different hospital,
And by that time, it was too late. The umbilical cord was wrapped around the poor baby's neck. And if they would have took the baby by a cesarean, she would probably be alive today. And that's basically what my books talk about, how you need to stand up and talk to the doctors and say, no, we're doing this. You know, the doctors work for you. Don't just sit by and say, okay, because you're going to be the one suffering in the end. So basically that's what the book is about, how I love my rainbow angels and the subconscious mind. And that's something that's really near and dear to me, to my heart. Because my daughter actually, her first two, as you know, her first two babies were stillbirth babies. And we didn't know, you know, the first time it happened, oh, it was so sad. Second time, oh, wait a minute now, it's something we can be doing. Third time, no, we're not doing what we did the first and second time. This is what's going to be done. You're going to do 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, whatever, whatever. My daughter, she was in the hospital for 1 month on bed rest before she brought my first granddaughter, Maya Miracle, that's her middle name, into the world. And Maya stayed in the NCU unit for about a month before, because she had to be 4 pounds to come home. She was only just barely 2 pounds at birth. But it can be done. You can save these children. And hopefully if people buy the book, it will teach them something.
Winning.
I'm also thinking about another book, but I'm not going to talk about it right now because it's probably going to take me about a year, because it's going to have to do with me losing a lot of weight and researching all the stuff I need to do in order to do that. So that will probably be out in a year, because it's probably going to take me about a year to actually get down to where I want to go, and I'm going to document what I'm doing so I can get off all these drugs that my doctors want me to take that I'm not taking anyway. So it's an alternative to taking drugs. Yeah. So I'm doing a lot of research and taking different alternative medicine. Turmeric, that's one I'm taking right now. And what's that? The cannabis oil and different stuff like that I'm trying out to see if it's going to help me. And I'm going to document that, and that's going to be my next book.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. Mom out here winning. Mm-hmm. What's stopping you from winning, people? Mm-hmm. My mama winning.
Hey, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Facts.
Facts. That's all I'm talking about, guys. And well, I enjoyed myself with you guys yesterday as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We always have a good time. You come through eating good. Did you enjoy your plate today, too? Was it still scrumptious?
I tried to. I told Tina she could have some. Well, I got my plate with 2 chicken balls on there and a little couple of potato crumbs.
Oh. Thanks, Tina. Thanks, Tina.
I know. I said you want to take a little bit.
It's all good. Hey, as long as that brought y'all joy.
Yeah, it's all good.
Fact.
I just want to say that, guys, peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love,
Alan. All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sam. So it's 8:30 Eastern time. That means it's time for us to jump off of here, and it's time for me to make some tea.
I make me some too, babe.
Make your own tea.
I guess I'll give me a donut. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Anyway, Sam, we will catch you next Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Again, we will have special guest Makaya on, where she'll be talking about her services, her and her business partner, so you don't want to miss that. Mm-hmm. Be on the lookout on our Facebook pages and also on Twin Flame Facebook for details on the next upcoming show.
Okay.
Also, on this Saturday show with me, The Divine Hour, where I'll be doing intuitive readings, and Chris's show on Wednesday, The Powers That See, where they will be discussing something that we don't know about yet. But it's going to be good.
Something about men and do we have hearts? Something like that.
Okay.
Something sensitive this week.
Oh, y'all being sensitive?
Yeah, we're going to show a sensitive side of the gods.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
Anyway, well, we out of here. We sending you out with peace, love, and light. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm the Donut Man.
This has been Twin Flame Radio. We out.
I want some donuts. Mm-hmm.